way.
Here we go. Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming to get ya. Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming to get ya. Since you're only dreaming. Why I hear you screaming. Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming to get ya.
Wishing you could just awake.
Here we go.
Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming to get ya. Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming to get ya. If you're only dreaming. Why I hear you screaming. Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Get ya.
Welcome to our first show of Pass the Salt, Will Ya. Today I'm joined by Lena. Hold up, let me turn on Lena.
Hi, everybody.
So exciting. That was Calling All the Monsters by Chyna and McLean. Halloween is here. No, it's not.
Ooh, so spooky.
We have an awesome Halloween themed show, but not really. And... oh, of course, this is Pass the Salt, Will Ya, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and yeah, we'll get on with it. Next up is Toccata and Fugue in D Minor by Johann Sebastian Bach.
This song is 9 minutes long. I hope you enjoy every minute of it.
You've definitely heard the first 5 seconds, but have you heard the whole thing? Let's find out.
Thank you.
Well, don't you just wish you could have those 9 minutes of your life back? Because it was Bach. Well, next up, we have a special request from Bridget. Shout out, Bridget. This is Inspector Gadget by TV Themes.
I don't think it's by TV Themes.
Enjoy.
Everyone hail to the pumpkin song. La 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 la, Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. poker face, poker face. I wanna roll with him, a hot pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun.
That was Poker Face by Lady Gaga. You might be wondering, that's not a Halloween song. But it is, because I went as Lady Gaga from the Poker Face music video for Halloween when I was too young to do that.
What were you for Halloween?
What?
When you were a kid.
Lady Gaga from Poker Face and a soccer ball. If you're just joining us now, welcome. I don't think you are, but we've been listening to Lady Gaga. Before that, you heard This Is Halloween from the Citizens of Halloween from the Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah, okay.
Which is a Halloween movie for some reason.
It's interesting. We are before Christmas, I guess. And then before that, we heard the Inspector Gadget theme song.
Inspector Gadget.
In honor of our dear friend, Bridgette. Next up, we have a classic. Enjoy.
And do the dance.
Thank you. at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no immortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Wasn't that such a thrill? I'm doing the bumbly hands, but you can't see it, but I'm doing it.
Bumbly?
Yeah, the wiggling fingers. You know,
Nina's
spooky.
Extra scary today.
Well, you know what else is scary? We have a terrifying haunting PSA for you. This PSA is about blackout emergency preparedness. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Mm. How about 2 years of COVID?
Oh, that wasn't even in the PSA. That was all Lena.
But you need to be prepared if a pandemic breaks out.
This is important to think about. Unexpected situations, such as a power outage. How many of us have experienced a power outage? Ooh. Water disruption or other emergency can happen at any time.
Be prepared.
In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
And a personal recommendation from me and Jordan is to do the 2 wilderness orientation. So that you can be prepared in any situation.
Any situation.
Including rain. Including people. What? So be prepared.
Be prepared. Next up we have Sufjan Stevens. Enjoy.
Thank you. down to shake the dirt, wiping their shoulders from the earth.
Tremble with the nervous thought of having
That was keeping with the zombie theme, Zombie by the Cranberries, and before that was, oh, brace yourself for the full title of this if I can find it. They are night zombies. They are neighbors. They have come back from the dead. Ah! So scary!
So scary! Oh my god!
All right. We are now bringing to you another shout out. This time in the form of a haunting tale. Legend has it that some years ago, 10, 20, 50, 100, 2, we don't know, the statue of Jembo in front of Barnum Hall came alive and trampled three young freshman students.
The poor victims of this tragedy.
Their names, their haunted names, dare we speak them?
Dare we?
We dare. Shy.
Bridget.
Ellie.
So scary. So if you're ever walking around the Medford Tufts campus and you feel a light breeze on your shoulder, just know that those are the triplet ghosts trying to warn you to stay off the academic quad and a Halloween when there's a full moon, because the Jumbo statue may come to life again.
Wow, chilling. Moving on to our next song. This is Strangers by Ethel Kane.
Thank you. Are we the last living souls? Are we the last living souls? Are we the last living souls? Are we the last living souls?
Yeah.
I lied. That was Brand New City by Mitski. And before that was Last Living Souls by Gorillaz. All very spooky. Male gaze.
Last Living Souls.
Last Souls.
Wow.
Living. Anyway, Brand New Cities are pretty scary too. Again, this is Fast Assault, will ya? And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. As we draw upon the close of our show, we have a little reading for you in honor of Olivia, who couldn't be here today. We have a little passage from Moby Dick. Here we go.
Moo. Those are whale sounds, like from Finding Nemo. Can you help me? Here we go.
Again, as the profound calm which only apparently precedes in prophecies of the storm is perhaps more awful than the storm itself, for indeed the calm is but the wrapper and envelope of the storm and contains it in itself, as the seemingly harmless rifle holds the fatal powder and the ball and the explosion. So the graceful repose of the line, this being the wailing line, obviously, as it silently serpentines about the oarsmen before being brought into actual play. This is a thing which carries more of a true terror than any other aspect of this dangerous affair. But why say more? All men live enveloped in whale lines. All are born with halters around their necks, but it is only when caught in the swift, sudden turn of death that mortals realize the silent, subtle, ever-present perils of life. And if you be a philosopher, though seated in the whaleboat, you would not at heart feel one whit more of terror than though seated before your evening fire with a poker and not a harpoon by your side. Riveting stuff. Right, Lena?
Riveting, absolutely. I mean, this just gives me the chills to listen to.
Lena just took a picture of me while I was reading that and took a picture
sending it to Olivia.
We will be closing out on a very special song, Lena.
Well, this song is sung by a very special group to your MCs tonight, because I'm a part of an a cappella group. If you've ever talked to me, you know that. I call Tufts SQ, Tufts Freshest A Cappella Group. It's an all-gender a cappella group. We've been recording music. Hit us up on Spotify, Apple Music. And this is Highway to Hell, a cover by Tufts SQ.
Thank you all for listening. Oh, my bad. Thank you all for listening. Have a great night on the Highway to Hell.
Woo!
Ciao now.